This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon to you, Nick. How you doing this afternoon?
Man, cannot complain. I will say it is a beautiful day for my girlfriend to want to be in the South, so I don't have to deal with contract negotiations.
It is beautiful, man, and thanks for checking out the show. Now, what's the buzz in Orlando today? Is it about the new kickoff rule?
Yeah, well, most definitely. That was probably the biggest buzz to come out of this week. Was able to catch up with Cowboys special teams coordinator John Fossil, who has been a big proponent of this change since it was starting to get talked about last year. Had a lengthy discussion with him yesterday. It's up on the Dallas Cowboys YouTube, just talking about what this rule looks like, but also how it helps the game and helps that kickoff play be more competitive, but at the same time, still keep the health reserved for the players. And everyone feels like this is a healthy alternative to be able to reinstate the kickoff, and, you know, not necessarily as a ceremonial play anymore. I mean, they looked back on that Super Bowl and saw all touchbacks, and I think that was a really big point that they saw, and they want to be able to bring that play back to the game. Definitely one of the bigger rule changes of the week. There were a few more, but I think that's a significant one. John Fossil compared it to the two-point conversion and moving the goalpost back from the goal line to behind the end zone. He thinks it's that transformational. We'll see as time goes on, but it's definitely a big point.
Nick, I know you got to sit there and chat with Mike McCarthy. What were some of the things that stood out to you from what Coach had to say?
Yeah, Tyler Smith has been kind of an interesting talking point this week as far as what does the team view him going into the draft. And I think depending on who you talk to, you might get a different answer, which I think is actually a good thing to have, because you have versatility in a guy to where some people in the building believe he'll be stronger at a certain position and other people feel he'll be stronger at a different position. I think if he was limited to, let's just say, left guard, that kind of limits them as far as what they can do in the draft. So if they're going into the draft next April with the idea in mind that they can draft either a tackle or an interior guy in the first round and still be comfortable with what they do with Tyler Smith, that's obviously going to really help at the end of the day. Mike McCarthy talked today about Tyler Smith playing at left guard, and as of right now, that's the plan. You know, we look at this tackle class here in the first round. I know we've talked about it quite a bit on the draft show, Zach and Brian. There's a really good opportunity there at 24 to probably grab a pretty solid tackle, but also at the same time, you could grab an interior guy and kick Tyler Smith out to tackle and see how that works for the long-term future. That was one of the bigger points addressed by Mike McCarthy today, and then also just talking about this defensive scheme, what it might look like under Mike Zimmer. He has spent a lot of time with Zimmer since he arrived in Dallas, just constructing what exactly he'll look like, talking about bigger bodies, three linebackers on early downs, being able to bring back the physical nature of the defense, which, you know, it's not to necessarily say that Dan Quinn wasn't trying to bring that. That just wasn't the product that we saw last year. And I think there's going to be a big emphasis this offseason in being able to bring that back and reinstate that. Eric Kendricks is a big part of that, but they still have a lot of work to do, in my opinion, to be able to beef up that side of the ball, add a couple of more bodies at that defensive tackle position, and then go from there.
Nick, it appears guys like Ian Rappaport and Adam Schefter are saying that the Cowboys are on a clear path for Dak to test free agency next offseason. What do you make of that, and are you hearing the same things?
Yeah, I was able to talk to some team officials whenever that news started to break, and they were more so taking that with a grain of salt. Someone I spoke to said it's not a pressurized situation for either at this point, that there's just not a ton of urgency on getting the deal done, but that the door remains open to getting it done either before the season starts or after the season starts while it's going on. There's not really a ton of urgency. Dak Prescott just welcomed in a new child. Hasn't been in the facility that much since that happened. Obviously, ownership has had a lot going on with being at Combine, being at owners' meetings, things of that nature. Not to say that they have to meet face-to-face to get a deal like this done, but it's not a pressurized situation. There's not a lot of urgency right now at the moment to get that deal done. In my opinion, I think this is a negotiation that leads all the way up until, you know, the middle of the season. And if there's not a deal done by then, that's probably when I would start taking it seriously that, you know, he might actually test free agency. But if you're asking me personally, I'm not taking that seriously until probably November.
Is that something, is that just a thought, or is that something that you're kind of gathering, talking to people there, Nick?
Yeah, a little bit of both. You know, context always plays into my thoughts a little bit.
Sure.
So I would say the conversations for sure. But, you know, Dak wants to be in Dallas. The Cowboys want him to be in Dallas. I don't think that there's any secret to either of those points. Sure, he has probably dealt with a lot of flack outside of the building over the course of the last, you know, seven seasons. But from the people that you talk to inside, and whenever you talk to Dak Prescott inside, there's certain things you say whenever, you know, a contract extension negotiation starts coming up. You can either go, hey, yeah, I'd really like to be in this building. It's a really cool place to be. Or it's a
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I want to be a Cowboy for life. And that was always the rhetoric that we got from Dak Prescott, is that he wants to be able to finish his career out in Dallas. I don't feel anything different from the front office. I think eventually they do get a deal done here.
Nick, is the head coach just towing the company line about, you know, about not being in free agency and the young guys and all that stuff? Is he just selling, is he selling the hopium too about the players and stuff? Or, you know, does he, is it, you know, when you get him off on the side, is he like, man, we're cooked here, you know, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm going to have to toe the company line here, Brian, but yeah. No, seriously. I think there is.
Nick, you don't have to toe the company line.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'll lead to another career, but you know, you'll be all right. Don't worry about it.
I think there is confidence from Mike McCarthy in the youth that is on this team. But I don't think anybody could have told you with a straight face that, you know, seeing the starters that walked out of that door, that you could say that was a good thing. I don't think that's the case at all. I think there is just you know, a little bit more hope than people might believe in that young core. And when I talk about that young core, I talk about Jalen Tolbert. I talk about Sam Williams, DeMar being overshown. Mozzie Smith was a really big topic today. He had offseason shoulder surgery, which is going to be an interesting topic whenever you talk about his development going into year two after a year one that heavily underestimated expectations. So there's still a lot of trust in that 2023 draft class, despite what they were able to put on the field last year. And then whenever you factor in the 2022, 2021 draft classes, he feels like there's going to be more opportunities for those second, third, and fourth year players going forward.
So what is the timeline for Mozzie and Scooney? I mean, Scooney missed quite a lot of the mini camps last year dealing with that plantar fasciitis on the foot. And now, as you mentioned, I mean, Mozzie, they're trying to put weight on him. Mike Zimmer might have a new role for him. I mean, how can this impact both of those guys going into year two, in which coach said they need a jump from these guys?
Yeah, absolutely. My early conversations since we learned this news this morning is that Mozzie Smith, he's looking at a recovery timetable of about 4 to 6 months, and that's from the time that he had the surgery last month. So you would expect him to be ready by training camp, but missing OTAs, missing minicamp, all of that. For Luke Schoonmaker, it doesn't seem as serious of a surgery, but at the same time, I don't think they're going to rush him back out onto the field until training camp either. So you're looking at Schoonmaker back-to-back seasons where he's missing OTAs and minicamp. You take that for how you will, but I think that'll certainly be a key point whenever he is able to get to Oxnard and touch the field.
Nick Harris, DallasCowboys.com. I've been calling this a Cowboys rebuild. It's like their version of it. You know, I never think they'll go all out, but adding everything up, I just feel like they're going to try to win on the fly, but they're not that committed to trying to win. It seems like they're more trying to get their cap in order while still being pretty decent. What do you think?
I think there is a commitment to winning, but they've kind of put themselves in a situation where they have to win in a different way in 2024. And, you know, how successful they end up doing that, that'll be the questions they'll have to answer whenever that season does end, whenever that final conclusion does happen, whether it's a disappointing loss to Green Bay in the wild card round or something worse or something better. I think there was an expectation whenever you talk to people around the building, there was an expectation leading into this free agency period, leading into this league year, that this was going to be what the picture looked like. You know, whether people outside see it to be positive or negative, that's what they expected, and that was part of their strategy moving forward. Again, we'll see how successful that is probably a year from now, but there is a lot of trust in the youth on this team. I'm not sure I have it, but, you know, the people in the building that know a lot more than I do. So we'll see as time goes on, but it's going to really rely upon those young guys to be able to step up and help the guys like Dak Prescott, Micah Parsons, CeeDee Lamb, et cetera.
Is there anybody left in free agency that you think could help this team and the Cowboys could sign?
Yeah, I think there are a couple of defensive tackles that, you know, fit the mold. Probably won't throw any names out, but I think there's, you go look at 330 plus pound guys. There's a couple of them that are out there, you know, and there's an opportunity to still go grab one of those guys. Talking about a veteran running back, if they feel like they're going to need competition in that room, whether they draft a running back or not, there's still an opportunity to do that. Chuma Edoga is still out on the board as far as a depth offensive lineman. If they don't grab him, I mean, there's still an opportunity to get another depth guy. I think that would be necessary. So I don't think they're done. I think it's just going to be a wait and see game from here on out, obviously, because they don't have a lot of pennies to spare.
We doing Blue Star Special, second round pick, running back, ACL, Jonathan Brooks out of Texas.
Yeah, that's that is the Blue Star Special, right? it's funny because every day that passes, it just starts to make more and more sense for that to be the pick. But for me, he's gonna have to be there at 58, which I think, you know, if every team does the medicals and understands where he's at medically, I think there's an expectation that he might be able to go before that. But, you know, draft day's weird. We'll see how as time goes on.
Were there any other fun draft rumors? I mean, is Washington about to take J.J. McCarthy second overall?
Man, this is just my opinion on that. I think it's a smokescreen. You know, I don't know why, but I'm just not really buying it. I mean, they've been tied to Jaden Daniels and Drake May so much over the course of the last couple of months. But as you look more so in recent weeks, it's starting to really focus in on Jaden Daniels. And I wonder if this is just kind of a smokescreen towards the other teams that are thinking about trading up into that top five to be able to grab a quarterback. But I guess we'll see on draft day. Again, things could get wild.
Anything else about this team before we let you go, Nick?
Yeah, not too much. I think moving forward, it's draft season. 30 visits will happen here in a couple of weeks. They'll bring in 30 of the college prospects that they want to talk to and meet with more in person. And then a couple of days before that, they'll be able to bring in a lot of local prospects from TCU, SMU, North Texas, and the local hometowns as well. Guys like Byron Murphy will be able to come by, which will be a huge benefit to the team. So full steam ahead towards this draft process. We're about 29, 30 days away from the draft. It's going to be fun stuff.
Loving your coverage, man. Keep it up and have yourself a hell of an afternoon down there.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a great one.
There he goes, Nick Harris, live in Orlando, site of the owners' meetings with his ear to the street and the beat. Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.